Unit 38, that's a 2-1, the TAP 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, our community, gets a chance to meet the men and women who serve you on the Newport News Police Department. I'm Melissa Morgan, and we have a special guest with us here today co-hosting. Chief, would you like to introduce yourself to the folks?
Sure. So first of all, that was a great introduction. Thank you. Chief Steve Drew with the Newport News Police Department. I get a fill-in a little bit today for my friend Morgan Tejens. So thank you. I made sure I watched the podcast, make sure I got some pointers, but this is great. And to sit next to you, I'm not sure about the outfit, but the man to my left, that's really the star of the show today. And I hope he can keep it together. He's a handful, but Skip Blanchard here, I think one of the best officers we have in the Newport News Police Department. I'm really excited to get to learn a bit more about Skip today.
Well, Skip is one of my favorites. Skip, you want to tell the folks who you are and what you do with us?
Yep. So my name is Skip Blanchard. I am currently assigned to the CYOD, Community Outreach Division. I'm at the School Resource Officer at Warwick High School. So I gave him a shout out. Go Raiders!
Woo-hoo!
That's important. That matters.
That matters. Dr. Mason wouldn't forgive me.
I got to see her the other day. You put outstanding, my friend.
We love Kelly Mason. She's amazing. Very good. So it's a nice jersey you got on there. You want to tell people about your jersey?
Well, so this is my son's.
You wore your son's clothes today?
I do.
Okay.
He's actually grown into like his father, big man.
Is he taller than you or about?
He's taller than me. He's 6'7".
Okay. All right.
He asked me how I like looking up to him.
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
But I
won't tell you the answer I gave
him. I know you share my past. You're a big baseball fan. Your son's a big baseball player too, right?
He is. He got a scholarship to play at Old Dominion. That didn't go well, unfortunately, but he loves baseball, and I was hoping I'd be seeing him play this day. But
like sitting in a bleacher somewhere, right?
Yes.
Look, you may say it didn't go well, but to get a scholarship and education through baseball, I think that's amazing, man. Congratulations.
I'm with you. So I think when they're little and you see that big pile of kids, as they progress, that pile gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So any level that you get to is a great achievement.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's funny. Melissa brought up the jersey, and it looks good on you. Your son would be proud. And I tried to throw something uncomfortable. I asked Morgan, what are you wearing? He's like, just wear something comfortable. So, it bothers me a little bit to sit next to Melissa in that New York Yankees uniform.
Well, I'm sorry, Chief. We can't all be perfect and wear pinstripes.
You know, I should have brought a plaque today. Maybe the Reds, you're a baseball fan, right, Skip? Tell me if I'm wrong, right? But in 1976, the Reds and the Yankees played in the World Series, did they not? It's still the best of seven, but they only needed four games that year, and we'll just leave it at that. Kelly, if you want to pull that up, I don't know if you can go to a screenshot and pull up 1976 World Series. But,
Well, one of us was alive in 76, and one of us wasn't. That's all I'm going to say. So, Skip.
It's better with age, Skip. You know what I mean?
I got
better
you.
You want to tell the folks what you do for Newport News?
So, I'm a school resource officer. I have been in I came here in 07. I worked in uniform patrol down south for 3 years. Was an FTO field training officer. I made that at like after 18 months, and retired Sergeant Cross used to always tell me when they brought it up, I said, like, only been here for 18 months. He said,
Only. Yeah.
He said, well, I keep telling you, you're not the typical rookie because I had spent 9 years with Portsmouth.
Right.
Wait. Police officer in Portsmouth came over to Newport News.
Well, I had a 15 year break.
Oh, well, you're trying to find yourself, figure out, what you want to do in life when you grow up. It's okay.
I still don't know when it's too late, okay?
It's all right. So tell me, when you decided to get back into law, why did you choose our city? Why our department?
I had met Scotty Williams through the Fraternal Order of Police.
Did he work here, right?
He did.
You got to check that.
He did.
Okay. And so Scotty and I are still friends today.
Wow,
so
that's great. He's a good guy.
Yep, so I'm the reason Scotty's here, so don't.
Yeah, it's all good. That's all good. So that's why, you just knew somebody on the department, and that's what brought you here?
Yes.
Well, and how many years have you been on our department?
18 years. I'm going into my 18th year.
Wow. Did you supervise Skip at one time?
She did.
I did. We had a wonderful, that's why I said he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I hope we get a little bit of background on that.
I had a wonderful time. We had a good time when you were the SRO over there, and I was the SRO sergeant.
Yep.
So we had a good time over there.
18 years, man. What have you, tell me a little bit about your career. Or I guess with our audience, right? Because I will tell you, to get to talk to Skip, it's an event, right? I'm just telling you. But I whether I'm at a football game or somewhere in the community, there's somebody in this city who has been pulled over by Skip Blanchard, right? He's a big traffic guy. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
I'm not wrong, right? Right. So, and everyone I talked to, like, Chief, you know, the guy gave me a ticket, but he was just the nicest guy to me. So tell me a little bit about what you've done in your career, and I'd also like to get – I would be interested in hearing about your relationship with people. What – I just never – I don't know, maybe Melissa, did you ever have a complaint on Skip when he worked for you?
I have never. I have never had a complaint on
Skip. Yeah, not everybody can say that, right? So, yeah, tell me a little bit about what you've done in your career here, but and then your relationship with people. That matters.
So I started in Uniform Patrol South Precinct. I became a field training officer, school resource officer in 2010.
Okay.
I went to Hines Middle School and then moved to Warwick High School.
Okay.
I stayed at Warwick High School until, I believe, 2018. You came to town, and then we had the traffic.
Yeah, drove south, yeah.
Yep, boom. You came to town. So we had the traffic unit, so I went into the traffic unit.
Okay.
For a while, then we had COVID, and that shook a whole lot of things up. I think like half the school resource officers didn't come back after COVID,
right?
And so they asked me to put back in, so I did, and then I went to Ella Fitzgerald.
Okay.
And then the school resource officer who was at Warwick left, and they asked me to come back since I already had a rapport with them. You know, so and then in the summer times we have camps that we do, but most of the time I come out and I do traffic control.
And is that where you worked with Lieutenant Morgan? Well, I guess Sergeant Morgan at the time, right? He was a school. You got any good stories on Skip? Was he a challenge or?
Oh, he's always a challenge. To tell the truth.
Oh, she's not going to sugarcoat it today. I'm telling you that right now.
No, you know what? Honestly, it was the interaction with the kids that always just enamored me when it came to how you dealt with and how you worked with the students over at Warwick High School. And it hasn't changed. All of these years you've been doing it hasn't changed. And I think they kind of rely on that. They know what they're getting when they walk through the doors in the schools, and they know that if anything happens, you're going to handle it. So.
Well, and that's so the other day, find this hard to believe, right? That I stopped the car.
Yeah, not at all.
So it was a young lady, and she looked at me, she said, "Oh, hi." And I said, "Oh, hey." And I said, "You just graduated, correct?" She said, "Yes."
Okay.
But she recognized me, and I like that because I don't get to speak to everybody.
Right.
Fair enough.
But she acknowledged me and said, "Yeah, I was at work. I just graduated. And, you know, we have a little conversation, and that's your pass."
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's funny you say that. Because I talk to students, but you seem to have a relationship with people. And I think in this profession, you know, we can teach you the laws, we can teach you the policies and procedures that we have, but nobody can teach you how to care about other people. Where do you get that connection with people, the way you interact with people? I know officers that come to you just for advice. I know you and I have a lot of conversations, whether we're teasing each other back and forth, but where do you draw that connection from? It just seems like you have a real true care and compassion for people.
I think I've always been a people person. I'm not afraid to have a conversation with somebody. I mean, I've been in the grocery store with my kids before, and maybe who would stand behind me, I start having a conversation, and I get finished, and my son would say, "Did you know them?" So, nah.
No, you just talk. That's because you're holding up the food line at the grocery store. I'll tell you, Skip, I was Melissa, you'll believe this. I was interviewing an individual to join our department, and when we get through the it's the last stage, right? And I'm asking her, I said, "Can you tell me why you want to do law enforcement?" And she talks about, you know, care about the community, care about people. And I said, "Why Newport News? Why not? I want to know what draws them to it." And she said, "I went to Warwick High School. I knew Skip Blanchard, and I want to be like him." Now, I don't know if he told her to say that. I don't know if he had some recording that she was listening to. But it was genuine from her. And she just talked about you were there for them, the students would talk to you, interact with you, and I don't think you can teach that in a classroom.
I don't think you can either. I think either you have it or you don't. I'm a people person, and people will tell you when I latch hold of you, you better get the crowbar, because it's hard to break away sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
get it. You got any like favorite stories in the department? Like, that's something I'll always remember. Something that like changed. What was something that you really enjoyed? You know, your time here. What something you could pick out? Like, man, let me tell you this one story. If you got any about Morgan Teenges, I would love it. Or Creswell, if you got anything about him, I'd love that too.
No, nope. At couple months ago, and we had our YAPC meetings on,
okay.
on Wednesday.
Okay.
Where Merlina, when you were talking about stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, you know, we love Blanchard. And I caught me off guard a little bit because you got me a couple of days later and said, look, you had a little teary eye there, didn't you?
I did see you choke up a little bit, Scott.
I did. It was emotional that they thanked that much of me to say that. I mean, that was very rewarding for that.
Yeah. Me and Melissa, we'll talk a lot about like our impact relationship with kids. And for somebody to stop and say, you know, that he meant something to me or that relationship, even if you get it 5 years down the road. I just think that's impactful.
Yeah, you don't typically see what kind of an impact you have on people immediately when you're in the moment. And sometimes it'll come back and get you.
Well, I find it funny sometimes when I'm on a traffic stop, somebody will honk a horn and go, hey, Blanchard, in the wave, you know.
Share the story with me, with the viewers, right? Because it kills me. And I was trying to tell it the other day to Grinstead, and he was like, no, that didn't happen. If I got it correct, you were in high school. One of the schools, right, and a individual who worked in the schools, like, hey, you look familiar to me. I think you wrote. You know what I'm talking about because you already started laughing. Share that. Tell me a little bit about that.
So when I went to Warwick High School,
One
of the security, they have like 9 security personnel working in the school.
Want schools to be safe.
Yeah, yeah. And
5 of them are there to just keep an eye on you. But
correct.
Okay.
Yep. Correct. And so one of them came back and they said, that security officer said you wrote him a ticket.
Uh-oh.
And I said, well, I may have. I've written a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to the car and I pulled up and I did.
Oh, you went to verify it?
I did.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
I did.
Good.
I did. I did. And then, of course, he has to tell everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, he got me on a Sunday going to church, taking my mother-in-law to church.
Right.
And I said, well, you know, the Lord loves a cheerful giver, man. I'm just trying to help out, go. Man.
See, there you go. But was he mad or was he like, hey, no, you shook hands? How was the interaction?
Oh, that's Birdsong. Now, Birdsong and I are good friends today. Birdsong always tells me, you know how I met Blanchard? He stopped me taking my mother-in-law to church, man, and gave me a ticket.
That's a great icebreaker. That's a great way to talk about your friend. Yeah, Melissa, you got any good stories about Skip? Anything you want to share?
I don't know. I enjoy our move away conversations. Him and I have a tendency to gravitate towards each other when we're in a space and we get to sit back and talk and just kind of, he loves talking about his son.
He does that. Yep.
He does. He loves talking about his son. And I have a son, single, one child. And it's great to hear that that's what I have to look forward to. And then on top of that, he went to Old Dominion like I did. So,
oh my gosh,
you know, he's already amazing as far as I'm concerned.
Stomach blocks happen along the way. I get Kelly Mason, former principal at Warwick High School. You know, I see you work a lot of the football games. I see the kids come up and take pictures with you and talk to you. They introduce me to you like I don't know you, right? Hey, do you know? Yeah, I know him. Threatened me. Kelly Mason threatened me multiple times not to have you leave Warwick High School, man. So it's not just a bond you build with students there. It's also the faculty and staff. And man, she just loves you. And just the relationship you guys have there, I think it makes a world of difference.
Well, because we all have to work together. You know, and I do things that technically I'm not required to do, but I do them to help build that bond because we're there together. If something ever happens, we need each other.
Yep. So tell me this, Skip. Young officers I talk to, especially in South Precinct, apparently you spend a lot of time there, right? Young officers that I talk to in South Precinct, they tell me you help them in their career. So, I you know, we talk a lot about mentorship and how important that is. What's your interest in young officers? They graduate the academy, whether you're field training someone or you're filling in, or they come and ask you for advice. What's the connection there? What drives you to work with the younger officers so much?
I think age.
You think that's what it is?
I think so.
Yeah? It keeps you young?
I think. Well, we mature, hopefully, with age.
Yeah. Look at life differently.
We do. One of my biggest lessons that I had when I got hired here is they gave the Briggs-Myers test if you're an introvert or extrovert. And then they...
Psychological thing.
There you go. Yeah. They said they should let me go on that day.
When you took that test,
did
you?
I did.
Okay.
So I was the extrovert. I know it's a shocker to you.
It's okay. Shocker.
Yeah. And then one of my classmates was the introvert. And then they proposed a question. And I remember looking down the line, I said, so tell me how you're thinking of that. And I said, I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it.
Sure.
And so I've used that from that day as a life lesson. We can agree to disagree because we all have different thought processes to that.
Right.
and that's okay that we think differently.
But what do you share with those younger officers when they come to you like, oh, I don't know how to handle this supervisor or this situation? I mean, what advice do you give young officers today? Because I know they still talk to you. I know they do.
Oh, we do. And I mean, I enjoy talking at the academy and just telling them about life in general. You know, look, a lot's changed in this business when I came here in 1983. 1980. A lot of people weren't even born when I met the academy.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. 1983.
You're
one of those? Okay.
It's the year I was born.
Gosh, what was on TV in 1983?
The Beverly Hillbillies.
It was still black and white TV? I think it was color TV in 1983.
I remember when here you go.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. I remember when The Wizard of Oz came out, and it was in black and white, mm-hmm. but the episode with Munchkin Land was going to be in color, and we did not have a color TV, but our neighbors did, and they invited us over, and my mother was so excited that we were going to go over and see the Munchkin Land in color.
I'm just going to just give me a moment. Did he just talk about the Wizard of Oz?
Wait, but hold on.
The Munchkin Land.
But wait. So somebody told me something the other day that goes along with this, and I just need you to confirm it. And I don't know how to say this appropriately, so I'm just going
to
say it.
I think with Skippy, just give it to him.
That's right.
The oldest member on the department for Newport News?
Yeah, most senior.
Most senior.
I'm the oldest. No, I'm not senior. No.
Okay.
No, don't say that wrong because you get people mad.
Yes, sir.
I get corrected on that.
Oh, they did. Because that time and grade matters.
That it does.
Yes, sir.
I am the oldest police officer in Newport News.
Wow.
So I was the youngest when I started in Portsmouth in 1983.
Yeah.
And damn, the old man.
Well, I will tell you, Skip, you're a pleasure to work with. I see your impact on young officers. I know they come to me and they talk to me about, you know, I was struggling with this. I wasn't sure how to handle that. And Blanchard just works with us. I've had recruits talk to me at the academy, citizens in the community. I think that'll always be a lasting impression in the conversations. And I would be remiss. I can't look him in the face. But if we didn't mention your detective friend in Central Precinct, that you mentored Detective Trong along the way. There's no doubt that you...
Jealous. He wanted to give you... I told him I was coming today.
Oh, so you shared that with him, did you?
I told him I was doing a podcast. He goes, is the chief going to be there?
Yeah.
I knew you were coming, okay, but I didn't tell him yes, okay? Surprise, Trong, okay?
He'll be the one that's clicking the button or whatever at the bottom right.
You guys, stop it. I need Trong out there doing what Trong does.
He goes, give him all kind of accolades and tell him how great he is.
Is that what Trong said?
Yeah. All right, Trong, I did it, okay.
Yeah, there you go. No, but I know you guys go back and forth, but I think...
Come by tomorrow at the Finn Etching.
I'm going to be there in the morning, right? Over by the
Briarfield.
The shelter and meet some dogs and do some Finn Etching too, right?
Yeah.
But, nice.
Yeah, I don't know how Melissa feels, but, well, I think I do, but I won't speak for her. I think it's important to have a sense of humor in this job. You got to laugh a little bit at yourselves and things that we do and see, especially with some of the hardest things that we see in response. So you got to have a sense of humor.
Yeah, you won't make it here. You won't make it through. This is a profession that you see some of the worst things that happen in life. So you do have to have a little bit of a sense of humor and you walk through the door with it every day, and that is very helpful.
I try.
You do.
So when I teach at academy, I tell them, since we're all recorded in life, not to get in trouble.
Right.
I tell them about a cartoon. I don't know if any of them have read a cartoon before.
Right.
Okay.
What's this that? Day, what's a cartoon?
Right, what's
cartoon?
I said, but in a cartoon, there's a bubble, and all the words are in the bubble.
Okay.
Put all your words in the bubble. It's not recorded. And I'll make some other comments I won't on here, but
I appreciate
go in the
Please
bubble.
Don't.
Kelly will censor us.
I was going to say, I don't think Kelly has the box today. Okay, well, you guys want to get started on Rapid Fire?
Sounds good to me. You ready for this?
You ready?
I'm ready.
You know, we might have a script here, but we might venture off of that a little bit. Okay.
You want to get us started?
So I'm going to do the first one?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Skip. I'm not, you know, these aren't too challenging. These aren't like the Myers-Briggs test you went through. All right? It's just one answer. All right? Doesn't that, well, what do you mean? Is it cold? Is it Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
How about that? Go ahead. We'll go back and forth.
Coke's a good one. You got to pick one. Pepsi or Coke?
Oh, I'm picking one.
Yes. You got, after he gives his, you got
to know
what,
look, Pepsi or Coke are nice to look at. I had to make sure. I came here, Skip, they had water on the table. Thank you for speaking up. They got me a Diet Mountain Dew.
I can't.
You know, one of the best things, sometimes I'll be talking to people and they're like, hey, Chief Food Line, Diet Mountain Dew, it's on sale right now. All right, track number two. Here we go.
I can't.
I know what the answer is to this one.
All right. You can only watch one. Baseball, football, hockey.
Don't mess this up.
Baseball.
There you go.
But I do like hockey.
Hey, don't mess it. Baseball. What about you? I think I know what you're going to pick.
I'm a football girl. My baby plays football. I would watch football all day. Football.
New York Yankee baseball shirt on that talks about football. That's the world we're living in.
It did not ask if I was a Yankees fan.
Well, right. if you ever go to a hockey game, because my best friend took me to a hockey game years ago.
Yeah.
And it was like, that sucked. So I went back the following year.
I want to apologize to all the hockey fans that are watching us today. Maybe we can blur that out, but okay.
I like
so hockey. I went back the following year, and every time they would blow the whistle, I say, why did you do that?
Oh, you didn't understand the game.
I didn't understand the game.
There it is.
The puck goes in the goal.
Let's
move along.
Hey, I became a season ticket holder, so you don't have anything to apologize for.
There you go.
Rock and roll, country, or pop music?
I'm a rock and roll guy, man.
Yeah, I can do a little country or rock and roll, but it's got to be from the 80s.
Correct. ZZ Top, Boss Gags, Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, ZZ Top.
Queen.
I could walk that line with you. How about you? You're like, who are they?
The 80s had the best music.
I'm with you, Skip. I'm telling you, we should have wore 80s t-shirts.
We should have. Jesus.
You know, the real host of the show that works with Melissa, he might have a little something to say about rock music. I'm just saying. What about you, Melissa? rock and roll, country, or pop music?
I can listen to it all, but probably more pop.
Probably more pop. Okay. Yeah. All right. You got this one.
All right. So, favorite type of movie? Action, comedy, or horror?
Action.
Action movie.
Yeah, I like the Avengers movies. I like them.
Well, who's your favorite superhero?
Me.
Listen. Downey, I bet you Iron more Man. High school students would agree with that.
Iron Man.
Okay.
Man.
All right. Good. Okay. What about you? Now, before we go to that, who's your favorite superhero?
Oh, gosh. I love them all. I do. I'm a Spider-Man fan.
There you go. But that's what I'm talking about. Spider-Man and Batman, baby. You know what I'm saying? The web slinger.
I rescind my answer. I think I'm going to change my answer.
The Dark Knight and the web slinger. Okay. Iron Man's good. I'm good with that. Well, all right. So favorite type of movie. You said action. I'm comedy. What about you?
So my choice isn't on there. I'm a Hallmark lover. So all of the Hallmark movies, they're typically rom-coms. So I guess comedy, but don't knock it until the holidays come around. And that's all you can do is watch those movies.
I'm good with the Hallmark movies, but I see the Hallmark Christmas movies are in July. Why are they on TV in July?
All year round. Oh my gosh. Skip, you're such a guy.
You watch a Hallmark movie?
No.
Skip.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
Before the end of your career, me and you are going to go sit down and watch a Hallmark movie together.
All right. Your lives will be changed.
We'll watch it.
Okay. Your lives will be changed.
All right. You buying?
I'll buy.
Okay.
I'll buy. All right. Here's the last question. Skip's going to be like, what are these? I don't even know what these are. Text, call, email.
Call.
Okay. See, I'd rather talk face-to-face in person.
Me too. I will get text sometimes and have a text conversation, and I just stop and call and say, look, I'd just rather talk.
Talk to me. I can't read the text. And when I try to text, I can't. I misspell.
I'm old. My eyes don't work well. Yeah, yeah. I got to put my glasses on, either hold the phone way out like that so I can see what's going on.
Well, I saw you trying to take that selfie earlier. I don't know what you were doing. I think you took a picture of yourself. Sorry. Melissa, what about you? Text, call.
I'm a texter. I'm a millennial. I'm a zennial. I love texting. I could do it all day.
You big into social media, are you, or not so much? You?
No.
No. But you
don't you remember? You know the answer should be no.
Yeah, I do. Well, look, so Melissa will cast us off, but I'm going to tell you, for me, it was a pleasure for me to be here. You know, like I said, I'm filling in for Morgan today. I appreciate it. But and Melissa, thank you for being gracious enough to let me sit in. I'm telling you, man, one of the best officers in the department. I mean that. Steve to Skip, if I could take your heart and put it in about half the officers in this organization, we would change overnight, man. You have a passion for people. You care about people. You engage yourself. I know we tease each other a lot back and forth, but I really appreciate everything that you have taught me and embedded in this department. I'm your friend. And
well, thank you.
I appreciate
that. Likewise, thank you.
You got any closing thoughts, man, before Melissa takes us home? Anything?
Well, you know, my time is drawn to an end here,
now,
Chief.
You keep talking about retirement. I don't want to hear about retirement. Well, you keep talking about that. But I hear you. You got to do what's best for you. I get it.
I'm with you.
We'll have some conversation. You know, two or three more years, then we'll negotiate from there.
I age out. I'm on the nerve, man. I age out.
this place will never be the same if you leave, Skip. We have to figure something out.
I was going to say, we've got some part-time positions we're going to have to
We have to figure something out.
I don't know
out.
If we may have to fight his wife over him, but we're not going to let you go happily.
I appreciate you being here today, brother.
No, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
I came for you, bro.
Thank you, because Trong, I'll never hear it in from Trong.
Oh, no, it'll be all over. It'll be a mess.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us again this week. Be sure to like us on YouTube, as well as catching us on our Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, we'll be there. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.
Unit 38, that's a 2-1, that's 536.